In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Harry Mack Tungett, age 82, of Lebanon, died last Wednesday at his residence. Funeral services for Harry Mack Tungett will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Lebanon National Cemetery, with military honors conducted by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Beverly Wright, age 50, of Lebanon, died Thursday at her residence after an illness. She is survived by her parents, George Irvin Wright of South Carolina and Myrtle Falamar of Lebanon, two sons, Jeremy Wright of Kimballsville, Christopher Johnson of Lebanon, one daughter, Marissa Wright of Illinois, two brothers and sister-in-law of New York and California, one sister of Louisville, four grandchildren. Funeral services for Beverly Wright will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Writers Cemetery. Mrs. Mildred Kilby Piles, age 82, of Snow Lane, Kimballsville, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital after an illness. She is survived by two daughters, Frida Taylor of Florida, Nancy King of Kimballsville, one stepson, Robert Bobby Piles, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, one step-grandchild, three step-great-grandchildren, four brothers, Ralph Farmer of Lebanon, Raymond Farmer of Louisville, Omer Farmer of Kimballsville, Dwayne Farmer of Elkhorn. Funeral services for Mildred Kilby Piles will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the Kimballsville Memorial Gardens. Mrs. Maddie Morris Self, age 92, of Kimballsville, died Sunday. She is survived by one daughter, Vicki Collette of Kimballsville, two stepdaughters, Joan Price of Bowling Green, Lois Cottrell of Russellville, two granddaughters. Funeral services for Maddie Morris Self will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Good Hope Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Activities Fund at the Grandview Nursing Home or the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Building Fund. Mr. Dallas Cooper McCarty, age 61, of Gravel Switch, died Sunday at his son's residence. He is survived by one son, Scott McCarty, and his wife Cindy of Gravel Switch, one daughter, Angie Sanders, and husband Artie of Kimballsville, two brothers, Cleland Bud Lotus of Danville, James Lotus of Willisburg, one sister, Helen Heaston of Lebanon, one grandchild. Funeral services for Dallas Cooper McCarty will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Hayesville Cemetery. Mrs. Irma Noel, age 82, of Kimballsville, died Wednesday in Virginia. She is survived by one son and daughter-in-law, Don and Bobby Noel of Virginia, one grandson. Graveside services for Irma Noel will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Jones Chapel Cemetery. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Clarence Pops Williams Jr., age 80, of Raywick, died Tuesday at Kindred Hospital in Louisville. He is survived by two daughters, Kathy Hunt of Lebanon, Paula Ellis of Newmarket, two sons, Terry Williams of Springfield, Dennis Williams of Richmond, two half-sisters, Pam Pittman and Molly Williams, both of Lebanon, two half-brothers, including Stanley and Mikey Williams of Lebanon, six grandchildren, nine great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Clarence Pops Williams Jr. will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church at Raywick, with burial in the church cemetery, with military rites performed by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mrs. Helen Dangerfield McKinney, age 85, of the Pierce community of Greene County, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by one son, Robert McKinney of Greene County, two granddaughters, two great-grandchildren, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Eula and Walter Wright of Kimballsville, Marie and William Buckner of Hart County. Funeral services for Helen Dangerfield McKinney will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Pierce Community Cemetery. Friends may call after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. There will be an Eastern Star service at 6 o'clock this evening. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Trammell Creek Baptist Church Building Fund or the Pierce Community Cemetery. Mr. Robert Dale Harris, age 60, of Clarksville, Tennessee, formerly of Taylor County, died Monday in Nashville after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Regina Harris, one son and daughter-in-law, Anthony Dean and Diane Harris of Kimballsville, two grandchildren, his mother, Marie Teresa Harris of Ohio, one sister of Ohio. Funeral Mass for Robert Dale Harris will be Saturday at noon at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.